You're listening to SBS News.
Over 1,000 journalists have been killed on the job in the past 12 years. That is the word from the United Nations organisation UNESCO as it marks International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists on Friday. The International Federation for Journalists says when other media workers besides journalists are included, the number of killings jumps to around 2,000. The Federation's Asia-Pacific Acting Director Jane Worthington says the initiative to set aside a day to mark their deaths is an important reminder of the issues journalists face.
The International Day to End Impunity has come, you know, it was created in response to a growing concern and growing numbers of journalists being targeted around the world, and the fact that justice was so rarely secured.
Indeed, 9 of every 10 such killings go unpunished. This year alone, the Federation reports 73 journalists and media workers have been killed worldwide. The recent death of Saudi Arabian journalist and critic Jamal Khashoggi, killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, has captured global attention. Saudi Arabia has admitted his killing was premeditated, but questions still remain about exactly who in government circles was involved. Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance Chief Executive Paul Murphy says that case, along with many others, shows why the current negative rhetoric surrounding the media and journalism is dangerous.
Given we're living in a time where journalists are under more attack than ever, really, inspired by everyone from Donald Trump down the line with these ridiculous phrases that are being thrown about. Words do have consequences. Journalists get targeted as a result of that sort of rhetoric, and you combine that with the complete failure to properly investigate these killings, it's just a disastrous situation.
The deadliest countries for journalists this year have been Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen and Mexico. Ms. Worthington says the death of any journalist or media worker should be cause for concern.
It's evidence that something in that community and that society is broken. When journalists get killed, it's one of the first signals of alarm that you should recognise that there's something going wrong in a country.
Australia has 9 cases of journalists who have been killed with impunity, with all but one of the cases involving a journalist working in a foreign conflict zone. The exception was Juanita Nilsson, a Sydney journalist and editor who disappeared on July the 4th, 1975. Miss Nilsson was owner and publisher of Now magazine and had strongly advocated against development issues around Sydney's exclusive Potts Point. The case remains unsolved, despite considerable attempts to find her body and bring homicide charges against her murderers. Another much publicised case involved the so-called Balabo Five. Indonesian forces murdered journalists Brian Peters, Malcolm Rennie, Tony Stewart, Gary Cunningham and Greg Shackleton in Balabo, East Timor, on October the 16th, 1975. Paul Murphy says that case may have been a lower priority for the Australian Federal Police for a reason.
They admitted that they had not sought any cooperation from Indonesia, nor had they had any interactions with the Indonesian National Police. Now, how you conduct a proper investigation without doing that, quite frankly, is beyond me. We can only suspect that there's some international politics and sensitivities at play.
Beyond those killed, UNESCO reports thousands more journalists around the world have been attacked, harassed, detained, or imprisoned on spurious charges without due process. Mr. Murphy says impunity is incredibly dangerous, not only for journalists, but for the general public.
It sends a message that journalists can be targeted. And if you kill a journalist, you've got a 90% chance of getting away with it scot-free, which is absolutely appalling.
While Australia has a good record in regard to physical safety for journalists, it does face issues with press freedom. There are concerns about moves towards criminalising journalism and targeting whistleblowers. Mr. Murphy explains.
The situation in Australia for journalists is often difficult in terms of getting access to information and a range of other restrictions imposed by government, defamation proceedings and so on. But I mean, we are in a relatively fortunate situation in Australia, particularly compared to other parts of our region.
Miss Worthington with the International Federation for Journalists says change to protect journalists needs to occur at an institutional level.
The government has to be a driving force in ending impunity. They have to bring the perpetrators to account. They're the ones driving this. I mean, you can have all the global bodies and UNESCO putting pressure on governments, but ultimately it comes down to the government to bring that change, you know, and so this is what this year is all about.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.